it was slap heard round the world.
Yeah.
Woo! And it was ladies' night when it came to the host. We'll dish on that.
Plus, we cannot forget about the fashions, and we'll tell you what the guys and the gals were wearing.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. Hey. Oh. We've got all that and more coming up, but first, Sherry, mommy, what you got?
All right, Chewy. Oh, like boy. We said, the Academy Awards were last night, and ooh, boy, we got to jump into the moment that everybody is talking about, the slap that was heard across the world.
What slap? Oh,
oh. Yes, that slap. Will Smith scored Best Actor for his role in King Richard, but
yay,
it was his performance a few minutes earlier that woke everybody up. So, y'all, I mean, did y'all wake up?
Oh,
I sat up in my bed.
Oh, I was in shock.
Yeah, I
rewinded it 5 times to really make sure.
In a tense moment, Chris Rock joked that Jada Pinkett Smith should star in G.I. Jane 2. And in case you don't know, Jada shaved her head because she was losing her hair to alopecia. Mm. Well, what happened next shocked everybody. Check it out.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Whoa, wow, even looking at it now, when I see it, my stomach just jumps. So, okay, Will apologized for the incident when he accepted his award, but now there's reports that he might lose his Oscar due
he
to breaking contact codes.
He didn't
right.
He apologized to Chris, though, did he?
No, he didn't. No. Oscar.
But the okay, thing about so it is, though, Sherry, they already took his Oscar, bitch, and look, it's right here with me, boo. Okay?
They're so much bigger on TV.
Yeah, they strung it. They had to send it through the mail, child.
So, you guys, it's two different camps here because people seem to think that Will was defending his lady, and there's those that think he was completely out of line.
Right.
What saying you, family?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Man. I'm not mad that Will Smith got hitty with it last night at the Oscars. However, I'm always one of those people who, you know, like, hey, man, black people, don't fight in front of white people. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, do it behind the scenes. Do it on the low. Have a conversation. Because, like, now has overshadowed every other dope thing that happened last night.
Every accomplishment.
Yeah. Just think about the sex. Nicole I'm telling you, Will and Jada was explosive that night.
Child, please, honey.
Look at Nicole Kidman's face. That's what was explosive, her face, Nicole Kidman.
Nicole.
I haven't seen that much of her face moving. Lupita's journey, I just want to say, can you imagine being Lupita just sitting right over there and just like dealing with all of it?
Right there, I'm sorry.
All right, moving along. The Academy also tried to liven up the broadcast. I mean, they did a great job. I just want to say.
Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, Regina Hall.
They were amazing. Will Packer, you killed the show. It was so good. I just want to say that.
Will Packer came and conquered.
Absolutely.
Yes, he did. He did.
Regina brought a whole lot of laughs when she used an unorthodox method to try to get a man. She called up single actors Bradley Cooper, Tyler Perry, Simu Liu, Timothy Chalamet, saying that she needed to test them for COVID, and she kept the exams going with Josh Brolin and Jason Momoa getting some handfuls. Guys, I don't know. I'm telling you right now, I'll let Regina Hall give me this COVID test.
It's pretty funny. It was a pretty funny bit. I enjoyed the bit.
It was, honey. But she didn't touch Tyler. I was very offended by that. Didn't she not touch him? Why she touch all those other
people? She put him up there.
You always trying to start some mess, Gary.
I know.
I'll leave that alone.
I mean, she should touch Tyler. You going to touch those men, touch all of them, and be equal opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe Tyler wasn't her flavor, Gary.
Right.
Maybe he just wasn't a flavor.
I'm not trying to start nothing with Tyler because I'm trying to get a tour of that studio when I go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I'm good, bro. I ain't saying nothing.
When Wanda Sykes came out as King Richard in them white shorts, I just died. You know what they.
But so then when Regina Hall came out as Tammy Faye, as Venus Serena's mama.
Yes. And then Amy Schumer dropped down as Spider-Man. Oh, my God. Okay, I guess we should mention there were actually some awards given out, too.
Really?
Besides Will Smith taking Best Actor, Jessica Chastain won Best Actress for The Eyes of Tammy Faye, and Coda took Best Picture. And there were some noteworthy firsts. Coda star Troy Kotsur nabbed Best Supporting Actor, becoming the first deaf man to win an acting award. And Best Supporting Actress winner Ariana DeBose became the first Afro-Latina and the first openly queer woman of color to win an acting Oscar. Now, what y'all think? What was y'all favorite moment of the night?
My favorite moment of the night was Troy Kotsur winning actor for Coda. I'd never seen a speech like that.
So
it was so
good.
Wonderful, wasn't it?
His speech made me cry, bro. It was so beautiful. You can hear his interpreter.
Yes.
His interpreter was getting choked up as well, which choked me up.
I was just sitting on the couch.
I kind of wish the little Asian lady would have gave him a little space. She was all up in is
she
real.
She was so funny, though.
She had, she had the Oscar. She was
so
like,
funny.
I was like, lady, come on now. You had your Oscar last year.
Funny.
When she was talking about...
I thought she was the interpreter,
listen,
literally.
Well, I
he couldn't even... And he couldn't sign to her. Like, bitch, come on, now move. Move.
All right, y'all. And now it's time for my favorite part of the show.
What the fashion?
Yes, honey, the Academy Awards 2022 edition. Now, let's start off, y'all, with the ladies. And up first is the Oscar-nominated Miss Kirsten Stewart, y'all. So, y'all, are we feeling this here non-traditional Oscar fashion statement?
I think she looked cute.
I thought it was very different, and I loved that everybody was different, but in a sense, I thought it was still plain, like the black shorts and the black tux and the black shoes. And I felt like if you're going to do that, demand that attention. Why? And I just felt it was very simple.
Like if it had been a different color or some other kind of pop.
Fuchsia.
Pink or something.
Pink.
She didn't just go in her closet and pull out a short suit, Sherry. That was a Chanel short suit, to be exact.
Got one in my closet, too, and didn't shoot.
Oh, okay.
Moving on to Ye West ex muses / girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Julia Fox.
Jesus.
Now Kanye was happy over that
Dago
slap. Attention
wow.
off of him. Mm. So Mama hit the red carpet at Vanity Fair's star-studded Oscars 2022 after party in Beverly Hills, looking like Kanye had styled her. Mm. So y'all tell me, is this look high fashion or a fashion faux pas?
Nah, this was very Harry Potter to me. I didn't know what was happening.
It seems like it's the wrong event. Like, if you go into, like, an S&M ball or something like that, that kind of gives you that kind of energy and that kind of vibe. Like, it's usually a little more upscale.
Mm. I don't go to many S&M balls, but that is exactly what I imagine.
We need to hang out with HK more.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Moving on to the man, Kristen Stewart wasn't the only one showing off her legs. Wesley Snipes came through with a semi-Celtic look, which was pretty awesome. I like the bow tie a lot. Are you guys feeling this look?
It's a dope and an interesting outfit. It looks like if you hold him for 4 seconds, you get like 3 wishes. Like, that's the kind of energy
his
outfit is.
No.
He took a risk. That's what I wanted Kristen Stewart in, you know, taking a risk, but like he demanded attention. Yeah. When he walked out there, I was like, is that a burgundy leprechaun?
Yeah.
Like, I
would have liked for him to not wear the leggings. Like, the shorts are cool, maybe some high socks, but the leggings.
What did it for you?
It was the leggings for you.
Yeah. They gave Wesley that outfit before he went to the pen, honey. So he just finally pulled it out the closet to wear it now.
Yeah,
so
Gary, I'm in agreement with you.
That's
that looked like something
look,
they wore
baby.
To pen.
All right, y'all. Moving on to our last look, we have bare-chested Timothy Chalamet pushing the non-traditional agenda. Are we loving this look? Even his hair is full.
Mm-hmm. I like the look because he's pushing like the ball forward. Because you don't usually see looks like this at the Oscars, do you? He's giving you like that VMA Grammys Award energy. And that's the problem with the Oscars. It's been so stuffy. Mm. So for him to do something that's a little bit progressive and adventurous, I think that brings a younger demo to it.
You know, Timothy Chalamet is so young. I said every daggone a man in Hollywood is lusting after this boy because he looks so young and tender.
Sherry, are you saying the men in Hollywood are gay?
There's a few.
I'm just staring at the camera here. You answer that question. Yes, like maybe one or two.
Nice to tender, Sherry.
Coming up, the Doja Cat is throwing up deuces to Hollywood, where we're going to explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Oh, my God. I know, honey, you heard head crack about Doja Cat just quitting music, honey, but...
Not quite, Gary. I did have a moment, but she's actually back, y'all.
So, hello.
Days after she announced the ending of her music career, Doja Cat backtracked and took to Twitter to issue an apology to her fans. Now, she wrote, "I could travel, eat good food, see new people, smile, make memories that I dreamed of having, laugh, support my family and my friends, and I could learn about the world and give back to everyone because of you. I do owe people. I owe a lot." So, So in case you missed it, Doja Cat first quit after she got harshly criticized by fans in Paraguay who were blasting her over not saying anything to them after her festival set had to be canceled due to bad weather, right?
Mm. Oh.
Man.
So do you think, you know, Doja Cat reacted? Because, like, sometimes you can have a bad day where it's like that one thing that somebody says kind of takes you all the way off the rails, and you snap and you slap somebody or quit your music.
You know, HK, I was just going to say that, as we saw with Will, even kind people, and Doja's a kind woman.
She's a kind person.
You got a breaking point, and so many people criticize you.
Yes.
Oh, sometimes you just, like, I've forgotten to tell people comedy shows were canceled.
That's not cool when you cancel them comedy shows. People be coming and looking forward to laughing.
They sure do. Right. I had to issue statements saying, I'm sorry, Brett, but I just feel like she got it, and she came back and she said, I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Hey, so have you guys ever had a job that you've wanted to quit?
I've had many jobs I wanted to quit, but you know what keep me, Tanner?
What's that?
A chick.
That's not right. If I had a job that I wanted to quit regardless, honey, it's called welfare. I paid into the system, so I should get some of it back. So I would at least apply for welfare.
Them glasses going to be different.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, moving on, y'all. I guess fans didn't see this wrecking ball coming.
So, yes, Chewy.
So, Miley Cyrus was performing in Brazil on Saturday night when she brought a couple out on stage where the guy proposed.
Supernova.
Oh, yes. And after congratulating them on their engagement, Miley blurted out, honey, I hope your marriage goes better than mine. Mine was a disaster.
Oh, damn, Miley.
So she was referring to her marriage to Liam Hemsworth.
Yikes.
So you think Miley's still pissed about the Liam thing?
Maybe a little bit.
Hannah Montana's pissed. Yeah. Could you imagine, like, Miley officiating your wedding, y'all? Could you see that?
That would be fun.
That is the worst. Like, I don't know if you got that, Brad. That is the worst. Like, when you're having a baby or you're getting married and somebody gives you a compliment and then they tell you everything that went wrong with
theirs. And make it about themselves.
And make it about themselves.
Right. Wish me well wishes. Don't tell me what went wrong with yours.
Right.
What if it was just a simple "Don't be like me"?
Yeah.
I should be able to look at you and tell that.
Did anybody do that to you, Brad, on your nuptials with Judy?
Like,
no.
That's,
they would have,
like,
been escorted out.
Negative. I don't like. Yeah, they would have escorted out by me. That's negative. Don't do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, Sarah, you do shows all over, and you've talked about husband 1A and 1B here on Dish Nation. Do you ever talk about them in your act?
I talk about them in my act all the time. That's my money.
Yes. Really? Nice.
If I'm giving this money, I'm going to make some money.
Hello. Jerry gonna make some money.
Up next, y'all, find out what celeb took home a Razzie for the second time, and can the real Riri please stand up? But first, Headcrack has an offer to save you some time and some money.
Having a small business is not as small as we may think it is, and with Stamps.com, you can focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer, and it saves you money in the process, so you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy. Stamps.com saves you money, time, and stress, and you can get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. I love Stamps because whether you're at an office sending out invoices, a side hustle shop, full-blown warehouse, or just nice to like to send out gifts like me, Stamps.com will make your life easier. What are you waiting on? Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com and sign up with promo code DishNation for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code DishNation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, guys, we've been highlighting the best actors in Hollywood, and now we got to give props to the worst. Womp womp. So the Razzie Awards, which honor the worst of cinematic underachievements, went down this past weekend, and LeBron James was honored with the worst actor for his role in Space Jam.
Wow.
Sad. But guys, that's not it. That's not all of it. LeBron also took home the award for worst screen couple and worst remake, ripoff, or sequel.
Nice.
How do you guys feel about that?
He's not going to win a title this year, but yo, congratulations to LeBron with all the Razzies, bro.
He wasn't complaining about that check. That movie made three times on my stuff. That may be subtle, but I don't know, y'all, if I was
like winning a doggone Razzie, honey. I mean, you think LeBron felt a certain kind of way about this?
No.
Man, the guy just became the second most scoring NBA player of all time.
Absolutely.
He feels great.
Yeah,
Halle Berry was nominated and actually won a Razzie for Catwoman, and she showed up to the ceremony to pick up that award. That was a great moment in Razzie history.
Sandra Bullock showed up and accepted a Razzie. Like, if I were to be nominated for a bad award at anything, I'm showing up because I'm going to make you look me in the eyes and give it to me.
Sure, everyone counts, honey. I mean,
no, those actors. actors work a lot, Gary, so they can take, you can take one out of 12 being mm-hmm. bad. I only work one, mm-hmm. not 12.
Yeah.
Right.
We
right.
can't give Sherry a Razzie for her one out of one. You know what right. I'm saying?
Right. Right. Sure.
It would crush Sherry.
Right. You deserved an Oscar for that Lifetime yeah. movie where you were making lasagna and salad for
yes,
your daughter
I did.
Every day.
Listen up,
yes.
Don't nominate Sherry for no Razzies. We can't have that.
Yeah. Okay, y'all, it is time for another
Dish Gone Viral.
Okay, I'm telling y'all, I can't even take it no more. You guys, these celebrity impersonators have got to
gosh.
Stop.
This oh
so
God.
Here's the next one. Have me fooled. A mm-hmm. Rihanna doppelganger got dressed up with a fake prosthetic baby bump mm. and caused a media frenzy in Brazil. And she had fans crying.
Yo.
So the video has gone viral of the Riri impersonator walking the streets of Brazil with security and allowing fans to walk up and rub her fake belly. That's when she went wrong. That's what
exactly.
peeped her. I mean, news crews were there excited and everything. But you know how Riri's Navy gets down. Mm-hmm. And as soon as this video hit social media, they were quick to call out the imposter.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
Yeah. But it did look like her.
She did look like her,
y'all. Oh, my gosh. But as soon as she was rubbing the belly, I said, right. that ain't Riri.
Riri would have dropkicked anybody who would come like 6 feet from her. Like, right. come on. Like,
and
she's not having that.
With security, they wouldn't even be able to get that close.
No.
Well, that speaks volumes to the power of Rihanna. Like, I mean, you saw that one fan that was crying and rubbing the belly. You know she got to feel weird now that she gave it up like that and it was a fake Rihanna.
Yo, I'm on Tinder and Bumble and I see catfish every day. So I'm like not surprised by this, a little disappointed. It's a little weird to me that
come
someone
on,
would want to impersonate.
What must it be like to look like Riri mm-hmm. and you get all that attention? Mm-hmm. This girl may work at the bank and never get attention and actually now you feel seen.
Right.
That's a lot of, you know.
Right. Feels good.
But you can work it to your advantage. Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
People think you Jason Momoa.
People think I'm Jason Momoa.
Yeah, you're Jason Muchmoa.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, y'all, we have another Dishes It that will have you high off of love right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so
Dishes It.
A man in Chile is receiving high praises for making his sister's wedding one for the books, y'all. Alvaro Rodriguez laced one of his seven tiers of his sister's bridal cake with cannabis,
oh.
y'all.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yummy, yum, yum, yum. The guests were told that the cake had magical powers, and judging by the footage of the wedding, the cake was a hit.
Yeah.
And for your information, no underage guests were allowed to eat a slice.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah,
oh,
that's good. Let me tell you, there's some T.O. giving a little
teenager.
Slice out in the backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? That is going to be a night to remember or not, you know, for many of the people that attended. And, like, everybody looked so happy.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They did. Have you guys ever had an edible or eaten an edible with a family member, a granny, an auntie, dad, mom?
No.
I'll do it with y'all.
Okay.
My friends, but I was never doing my... I ain't doing it with my daddy.
Right. I ate an edible once, and I thought I was going to die, and I was running down Pico.
I don't want to run down Pico with my grandma. Like, I don't want me and my grandmama to have the same reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, we both naked. Just sitting here chilling.
What kind of edibles are you guys taking?
Good
damn.
Ones. Yeah. Good ones.
Damn. I could imagine just sitting up in my thong, honey, and eating the edible with y'all. It would be so nice.
Thank you for the visual, Gary. Beautiful.
I'd totally be down to eat an edible with you, but I'm going to need you to wear clothes.
Yeah, I would like you to wear clothes.
Or at least start that way.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.